American Cattle News, I'm Bill Baker.
I think a lot of that push came from NCBA and our work over at DOT.
That's Allison Cook, head of government affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, on the legislation providing agricultural haulers a reprieve from the electronic logging device mandate.
We certainly have been over there many times trying to get them to understand that hauling a live animal is very different than hauling boxes. Also kind of explaining to DOT that, you know, the economics of the industry are important, and it costs more to ship the grain to the animals, particularly in, you know, maybe the Southeast, for example, than it does to ship the animals to the feedlots in the Midwest and then onto the slaughter facility. So a lot of what we've been doing at DOT is just trying to explain what our industry looks like and why it looks like that.
That's Allison Cook, National Cattlemen's Beef Association Head of Government Affairs. Stay with us for the latest news from the cattle industry. I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.